This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we're asking you, post-COVID-19, should work productivity be measured by hours or output? Get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But for now though, let's talk about fried chicken.
We'll talk about fried chicken. Mm-hmm. It's KFC, but not KFC. It's a Korean fried chicken. Maybe because it's close to Friday, so we'll just, you know, end off with this story. So this is an article from Forbes, and it's related to America. So as other restaurants close, this brand, Bonchon, is known, is growing, right? So despite what's happening, and I just did a search, right? There is none, that brand is not here, but Bonchon apparently means fried chicken.
Oh,
That's why
in Chinese,
in Korean, because it's a Korean restaurant. So with all the restaurants closing, right, they are actually adding 15 new U.S. outlets during the rest of 2020. This is the CEO, Flynn Decker, and he was also a restaurant industry veteran, and that's fewer than the 20 it hoped to open this year. But the fact that it opened, right, 15 new outlets in the U.S., right, and they said that the rest will open in 2021 and potentially more if things improve. So they're going to open in various states. They currently have about 350 restaurants in 9 countries, not in Malaysia yet. By 2026, we'd like to have 500 restaurants in the US and 500 internationally, so for 1,000 total. So very positive. And I guess maybe for them, this concept is fairly new. We've had our, you know, Korean fried chicken for a while right now, and there's so many to choose from. But it's a great positive story, and it's a franchise, so anybody who's interested, you could go this way. But I think the whole concept got exciting was because it has no parasite and the whole Korean culture. So that has probably taken off the whole new level. But it's nice to know that...
You can't deny people from a good fried chicken, especially during a pandemic.
And I think they're also like minimum, like so fairly, you know, sort of takeaway kind of thing, easy go, right? You don't sit down. You don't really sit down there and have your, if it's just that you're getting for going for, right?
You know, those type of Korean fried chickens have really made its way here as well in Malaysia, right? You've seen so many of them in malls and stuff. And you do actually realize that it is also a great food that you could just take away, eat at home, you know, while you're watching, like, you know, football that's back on again, or just watching your Netflix and TV stuff, right? I think fried chicken is like a great meal. But what it does, what it shows is actually that there is, you know, ways for businesses to actually still capitalize, you know, never waste a good pandemic or, you know, a good crisis, right? They say, right? So I guess in that aspect, there are certain businesses that you can really tend to grow. It's just how you look at things and go to the market.
So it's quick service and fast food. The only thing that they didn't look at was drive-through. Right, so I think that would have just made it easier.
But I think, like, because in the US, like, you know, most of the places are probably going to be locked down again, right? So, you know, that's going to be a challenge. And you know, I think just delivery would be just the better way forward.
But, previously, online orders 49% by summer 94%
were placed online. And you know what the tagline on their website says? Deep fried delivered.
Oh,
yeah, smart.
I need myself some fried chicken.
Lunch.
Let's wrap up our poll numbers. We will be asking you, post-COVID-19, should work productivity be measured by hours or output?
So 95.5% of our respondents say output, with 4.5% saying hours. I think that's pretty clear cut there.
96% are saying output on Instagram. 4% are saying, you know, hours.
And we ended off with a story about Korean fried chicken.
Well, we also talked about the 4-day work week. And, you know, if you missed all that, you can, of course, download the podcast. It's available on the BFM website or the BFM app. And coming up later is the 1 o'clock Breakfast Grill replay. For now, though, this is OK Go with Here It Goes Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.